Hello and welcome. This is Punch Panorama. I am Richard Afolabi. First and foremost, we'd like to say a happy Ramadan to our Muslim brothers and sisters. And we pray that the solemn lessons of Ramadan will be with every one of us and cause us to behave well all the time. We also pray for our brothers and sisters in the country of Sudan, that our nation will have the grace to make them help everyone arrive home safely, and that there will be peace in that nation. Inshallah. In God's name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, what are we discussing today? Our topic is titled Respecting Traditions. You may be wondering why. So, ladies and gentlemen, you agree with me and with everyone that as we all grow older, we'll meet wider range of people from diverse cultures, not just from around the world, but sometimes even within our own country, our own town. Now, if we haven't met many people in our lives whose backgrounds are very different from ours, now it can be hard to know how to respectfully engage with their culture. Okay, so you'll be wondering why this perspective today. So a story surfaced on the socials, how a family looked at a coffin meant to bury a grandmother in the family and said to those who bought it that this is not beautiful enough and they were not going to accept it. Now, this happened in Buruku community area in Benue State, North Central Nigeria. Ladies and gentlemen, the pictures did show how a young man presented a coffin to a family as the cultural demands and the customs which required the young man to be the one to buy the coffin for his mother-in-law, oftentimes the son to the first daughter in the family, which is the culture of the people. Now, the family assessed the casket and said, the focus was basically on the quality. They shook it over and said, no, this wasn't acceptable. Of course, as social media users, we can always express themselves. Oh, some people thought, oh, no, the white man wasn't going to do this. Oh, here we go again. We've all started. And a few persons criticized them. But, some felt, as catchy as this topic may seem, why would you reject a coffee? Someone asked, would you bury the coin in this? As a few people also assessed the picture and felt the coffin really was low quality. Ladies and gentlemen, as barbaric as we may appear like, or as backward as we may seem like because we live in third world nations like Africa, does it really mean that we do not have traditions that define value, okay, or respect for the other person or for the memory of people? It wouldn't always be correct, or would it always be correct when it's the white man's behavior? Like some people wrote, oh, would the white man bother about this? And someone said, oh, would the queen have been buried in something like this? And that really made a few persons calm down. Ladies and gentlemen, we shouldn't always throw away traditions when it's African and then respect it when it's foreign or colonial. If you had to eat with a white man on table at table, you do know that you needed to have a good knowledge of your cutlery use. That's some tradition and behavioral pattern that you've mastered. Now, if you were African and you ate with your aunt, I think a Tory should have to forgive you, okay? But you see, because we've imbibed certain other cultures, doesn't mean that we should throw ours away. For those who were students of language, our own communal language, when we were in secondary school, we'd have understood that when they were teaching us about societies, our customs, proverbs and idioms, they will always tell you that there's always an intent or a story behind some of those practices. And law tells us that provided this traditional practice is not repugnant to natural justice, equity and good conscience, then we should respect it. So it won't always be the fact that, oh, it's in law, it's in our law. But if that traditional practice doesn't hurt you as a human person, then we should respect it. So sometimes some of our customs and traditions is about the value we attach to people or to things. So when something is good, it is good. Even customs and traditions will accept it. Now, as we draw this conversation to a close, we found a site by name Unifog, which talks about, which teaches people, students, how to respect traditions when they go across the world to study. And they talked about the fact that when you want to criticize some other person's culture, just re-examine yours regarding that issue, because you also have yours. What has happened to a lot of people that they've thrown away their own culture, they don't even know that they have a culture in that area or on that subject, and then they assume every other person's way is barbaric. So the best thing to do is learn other people's culture, don't stereotype, and try your way to accept, and just practice the right way, and there will be no problems. So, if you are going to marry from any community, understand what their rights are. your marriage will get better, right? And there'll be less problems in the community, and you can learn to respect it. I won't be criticizing one another all the time, and that way we'll be able to peacefully coexist. Because you, without any doubt, ladies and gentlemen, we all have our ethnic behaviors, and we can't always throw it away all in the name of saying, oh, the white man won't do this, or it is always one Nigeria. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Richard Lafalabi. Enjoy, and happy Ramadan again.